After an uncertain start, the ASX 200 finished with a gain of 9 points. It traded in a reasonably narrow range. At its best, it was up 12 points. At its worst, it was down by 6 points. The unveiling of the Trump administration's tax package was really a bit of a disappointment. It was a one-page document that really didn't edify or inform the markets beyond what we already knew. And there still remains a pretty substantial gulf between what is being proposed and what the US Congress will ultimately pass, and also the time frame in between when that might happen. So today we actually saw the energy sector under pressure the most. The reason being is that the government has unveiled its plans on an initiative to restrict natural gas exports in the event that there are domestic shortages. So that had ramifications for Santos, whose shares were down by about 5%. Origin was down by 4%. Woodside Petroleum was down by 1%. It must be said that the mechanism for doing this is yet to be articulated, and once again, it was pretty thin on detail. And there was a lot of heated comment, particularly from the energy side of this discussion. Elsewhere, we saw Ten Network have a very dispiriting decline today, falling by 20% to 36 cents a share. This comes after they posted a $230 million first half loss, which was underpinned by a $214 million impairment that turned around the value of its TV license. So obviously a very difficult period ahead for the broadcaster, sadly. Blackmores was down by 2% in early trade before finishing with a gain of 4%. This comes on the back of reporting a 43% decline in net profit over the course of the last 9 months on the back of weaker vitamin sales, but there were upbeat prospects for their organic business. Sales there were up by 18%. So there was a bit of a turnaround for that stock at the end of the day. Coles posted a weak anemic sales numbers as far as the performance of Coles Food and Liquor was concerned. That was a factor in the shares finishing down by 1.5%. And the Aussie dollar remains under pressure after yesterday's weaker inflation numbers. It's trading below 75 US cents.